Hello. Hey, this is Foss. You're listening to Foss FM. Thanks, Clint.
Hey, yeah.
It's a party out there. Like, people
are tattooing out there.
Have you seen it? People are getting tattooed out there. It's crazy.
Dude, they're tattooing out there.
What's that noise in the background? What's that noise?
I don't know.
There's some weird noise. It's you.
No, it's me.
It's you. This is weird. Some sort of trans-dimensional thing where another version of Clint has come into the future and is talking about T-shirts.
I muted it.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. Is it recording?
I think that was going over the air, though. Yeah, it's recording.
Okay. Thank you. Hey,
Sorry.
This is Foss. Sorry. Blowing it already. Straight out the car. Literally straight out the car. Just came back from Orange County. Clint,
yeah.
Can you shut the door? It's hectic. I literally just got out of the car and ran to the studio. I've been working at Soltech all day. I've been hanging out with my friend Fred a little bit. And I've got
Fred Van
Schaay. Hello, Bob.
Hi.
Bob's in the studio.
Hello.
Do you want to hear some music? Should we just play some music straight away?
Some music, yeah.
What do you want to hear, Bob?
We gotta settle you down. You're all stressed right now.
I know. I'm not stressed. I'm just a little frantic.
A little rushed.
A little frazzled.
Yeah.
It's been a heavy day. Do you want to hear some Morrissey? I know you're a fan.
Sure.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Please Help the Cause.
Ooh, okay.
You like? Do you have it?
Let's have a look. No, I've got Dear God, Please Help Me.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's Bob Dylan. Where's our glorious leader?
We're having technical troubles.
Thank you.
There you go, Bob. Morrissey song for you.
I like that song. Do you know what that song's about?
I don't know what that song's about.
I believe it's about a priest. I feel like it's about a priest that molests a kid.
Oh, wow. Mellow one.
Yeah.
But it's a good song nevertheless.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know what one of my favorite songs is? It's on that Swords album. And it was... what is it?
Swords. That was one of him playing the...
It's like the B-sides and stuff. And I really like...
I'm Throwing My Arms Around Paris. Is that the... Is that the album? Or that's Years of Refusal.
No, that's Years of Refusal. Yeah. They never played symphonies.
Okay.
I think that's an amazing song, and it's like it's on a weird album that no one liked, and
that's on You or the Quarry.
Is it
the B side or yeah?
It's a B side though, isn't it? Because it's on that Swords one, right?
I love that song.
Yeah, the song's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, You or the Quarry was a really good album.
I feel like that was his last good one.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, there's been ones since that have had good tracks on.
Right. But you can't listen all the way through.
You can't listen all the way through. No, there's some nonsense.
You're the Curry all the way through.
All the way through. All day long, yeah.
What was the one after that? Here's a Refusal?
Yeah.
I think it was
Ringlead with the Tormentors.
Oh, yeah. That one was okay.
Yep.
But that's what
it was okay. I had a couple.
He started sucking again.
I like Something Is Squeezing My Skull. That was a good track.
I like that one. Yep. Yeah. Throwing My Arms Around Paris.
Yep.
This is a great one. In the Future and All Is Well.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yes.
Which was You Have Killed Me.
You Have Killed Me. That one was the one right after You're the Quarry.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, that was the hit.
That was the hit, yeah.
But then again, that's just my humble opinion.
Yeah. Which
only gets me so far.
Which stands for a lot if you're in the LA skateboard scene. Hey, so yeah. Brian Anderson quit Girl today.
Did he?
Did he see the press release?
No.
No, he wrote
it on Instagram?
He wrote a letter.
Everyone's doing it on Instagram now.
I know. And nobody can just like... nothing's private anymore. Everybody's like... has to, you know, go to the tabloids, don't they? Or put it out there. It's
dang, that's
funny.
A shocker. First, Dill and Ave leave Alien.
Yep. B.A. leaves Girl.
Do you think it has anything to do with that?
There's rumors, obviously. There's rumors that it's the same... situation, yeah.
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 Skate Mental, maybe?
I've heard that as well. I've heard Skate Mental, then I've heard the other, you know, the new Ave Dill thing.
What do you
Dave.
You actually...
They should call it Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Dill and Ave. Dave. I've got a skate company. It's called Dave.
Do you actually have any idea what is going on with those two?
Not really, Dill and Ave. No. I mean...
I feel like people know, but they don't want to say.
No, if I did know, I'd be like, I'd spill the beans. But it's like, I had a conversation with Dill the other day for a while, and it was very sort of clouded in mystery.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing. That wasn't a hint that he's going to ride for mystery, by the way. It was very like, yeah, I'm doing this. Everyone thinks I'm doing this thing, but I'm not.
Everyone's saying it might be like fucking awesome skateboards, or even like... some people are saying Supreme Skateboards.
It's not Supreme Skateboards, I don't think. I think it's somewhere in between, in the middle of all that. Fucking Awesome Skateboards would make a lot of sense.
Right.
Because it's... because I guess he owns the trademarks on it already. I don't know if you know anything about all that stuff, but you should sort of go... you have to get trademarks on stuff.
Maybe Brian Anderson has something to do with that.
Maybe BA, yeah.
Man, such juicy stuff going on right
there
now.
There is. There's a lot of stuff going around, isn't there?
What do you think about them quitting via Instagram?
Via Instagram. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's hokey. It's weird. But, you know.
Is it a little too modern for you?
It's a little too modern for me. But I understand these are modern times we live in, and we have to go on with things, don't we? So, yeah. I mean, I don't think it was like that was the first time Carter and anybody had heard that they were quitting. I think it was, you know, they quit, and then the announcement got put up.
I skated with Anthony Van England at Beebles Park like about 5 days ago.
Yeah,
something like that. I tried to take a little peek at his board, but he sandpapered the graphics.
But he was going too fast.
He sandpapered the bottom off.
Really?
He's not letting anybody know.
Wow.
Oh, it's crazy.
Sandpaper skateboard.
Yeah.
There you go.
By the way, which he was ripping, by the way. I've never seen him skate in person before.
You haven't? Neither have I. I saw that the video of that park.
You see the video, but then when you see someone actually skate in person.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, that's really good. Like, you know, one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, that guy's not done by far.
That's amazing. That's good. Yeah. I mean, neither of them are, you know? It's like people have their best parts at this time of their life.
What I mean by that is people their age, you know, are starting to drop off.
Yeah.
As far as that generation, you know what I mean? That's what I meant by it.
Yeah, I understand.
So
don't, another song?
Don't get all pissy at home. What? You calling Anthony Bennington washed up?
He's going to kick your ass,
Bob.
He's going
to kick your ass.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to play the Never Played Symphonies.
Okay.
Because they're never played.
Found it.
It's my radio show and I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Coming at you.
Yeah.
63 degrees.
You don't like it?
Chinatown. We got a little Morrissey, Never Played Symphony.
I'm balancing life's riches against the ditches and the flat gray years in between. All I can see are the never laid, that's the never played symphony. To love me, all those who felt they understood me, and I can't see those who very patiently put up with me. All I can see are the never laid, all the never played symphony. Jumped into my face and laughed and kissed me on the cheek and then we're gone forever. Not quite. Black sky in the daytime and I don't much mind dying when there is nothing left to care for anymore. Just the never laid, the never played symphonies. You were one, you knew you were one, and you slipped right through my fingers. No, not literally, but metaphorically, and now you're all I see as the light fades.
Right?
You ever seen that song live?
No, I haven't seen that song live. Not as far as I know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have either.
No. I've seen him a bunch of times, but I've never, as far as I know, he's not done that one live.
How many times have you seen him?
Brixton. Manchester.
Staples.
London. I didn't see him at Staples. I saw him in San Diego.
Okay.
I saw him, Music Box, Henry Fonda, twice in London, North and South, Brixton again. Just shy of 10.
Just shy of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you beat. I got him seen 11 times.
11 times?
Mm-hmm.
Way.
Yeah.
I had a thing where last year I spent a lot of money on going to see Morrissey.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like worked it out and I was like, oh, maybe I don't need to see him every time every he comes, because he does a show, he does a tour like three times a year, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then usually cancels it anyway. So I decided to just chill on going to see Morrissey.
Really?
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
put that on Instagram.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's...
It's been a cool 15-year run going to see him. But
thanks, Morrissey. Yeah,
I've decided to focus on, like, newer bands. Just, you know, thanks for the memories, though, Morrissey.
You know who I've decided to follow? decided to focus on? The Rolling Stones. Mm.
Why is that?
I sort of missed going to see them at the Echo, and then they played the other week, and then they played in San Francisco, in Oakland, and Tom Waits supported them. And yeah. Tom Waits is like my favorite musician who's ever walked the face of the earth.
Right.
And then I was like, Tom Waits is supporting them, are you kidding me? And then there was this show in Staples coming up, and then they announced more tickets, and I was like, I'm not going to spend $500 for a ticket, and it's right. me and my girl who are going, but I could stretch to 150.
Right.
So I decided to do that.
You bought them?
Yeah, I bought them. Yeah. So
I'm not really a big Rolling Stones fan.
I'm a huge Rolling Stones really? Fan. I think they're wonderful, yeah.
I think they're great.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I like what everyone else likes. I don't know, like, their deep cuts or right. like that. You know?
I got
you. I'll do Wild Horses or, you know, what's their like, oldie one? The
Sympathy for the Devil, Painted so Black.
It is the end of the day. Is that Rolling Stones? I watch the children play.
No, I don't. Well, I'm not really that familiar with that one. Oh, whatever that
that's
is.
Like one of their hits. I think is that it? Was Rolling Stones, yeah. Did I just make you look like a bad fan?
Yeah, you made me. I'm not a spectacular fan. I just love them. Like, yeah. when they come on, I'm like, yes, this is the jam.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell you which album it's off or what, right. you know, what year it was recorded, but mm-hmm. I'm just like, I know what I like, Bob.
Yeah, yes.
You know, so.
I like that. I know what I like.
I'm going to play Rolling Stones jam.
Okay, which one?
Oh, let's have a look. Well, I kind of know what my favorite Rolling Stones song is.
Is their new album good?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
I don't think they... I think, you know... I don't think they put bad albums out.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play this one for my girlfriend.
Okay.
Jennifer, if she's listening. She likes this one. This is her favorite.
Watch me clean.
I'm gonna fade it out.
You fade.
I just fade it out.
Oh, nice.
Life's too short to be playing 6.5 minute long songs.
Yeah, how many minutes did you just play?
Not life, but this radio show is too short to be playing 6.5 minute songs. yeah, it's like 6:18, and we're up to 9:30 already. We've done half the show.
Oh, yay.
It was over, but it never really began. But in my mind, it was so real.
No Age is coming on after you.
Yeah, No Age. And they've got Protect Me are going to be their guests.
Is that a band?
Rad LA band, yeah. Yeah, cool kid. And they skate as well, so.
Speaking of bands, I'm sure you heard about the FYF.
I did hear about FYF. I'm stoked. I was really excited about FYF last year. Yeah. I was like, Quicksand? Like, fucks up! Like, some of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
And then this year, I'm like, wait, My Bloody Valentine! Yeah. And then everyone else, I'm like, I'll wander around and see them.
I want to see the Breeders.
Yeah, okay, the Breeders are good. Yeah, I've never seen them. That'd be good. Yep.
So My Bloody Valentine is the only band that
excited
you?
The only one that really, really stoked me out, like maximum stokage, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just went to Coachella and I saw Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Grinder Man, so
right.
I'm kind of spoiled, you know.
So FYF it's probably for the whatchamacallit, the masses?
No, I mean, I went last year and had a blast and I loved it. It's just, personally, there weren't that many bands I was like, whoa, but, it was a great lineup anyway, but it was just like, for me, you know?
The Yeah. Do you think they're a good headliner?
Oh, I saw them at Coachella as well and they killed it. Yeah, they are a good headliner, actually. And because they know how to put on a show, it's a really, really good show.
Yeah.
And people like them, so... You know, but then Coachella wasn't perfect. You had the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it was like a complete shit show. So, you know.
Good with the bad.
You gotta take the good with the bad. But no, FYF will be good. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you there.
I'll see you in the pit. At the Breeders, no doubt.
What about your video? What's going on with your...
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Your skateboard company.
I posted the first trailer. We've got rider trailers going up.
Yeah.
So Rogi, he's ridden for us for 8 years, and he's the first trailer that we put up, and we put that up about an hour ago.
Right. I got an email from you, said something about the trailer.
Yep.
That's the first one for your video?
Yeah. Well, no, we had the trailer.
The group trailer.
The group trailer.
Yeah.
But we're having, every rider's going to get a trailer for the next 5 or 6 weeks up until when it gets released.
Okay.
Or 7 weeks, sorry.
And this is a full video?
A full video.
Everyone has a part?
Yep. We're still working on it, so it's too kind of early to say that, but everyone's got stuff.
Shimizu
has got a lot of stuff. Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's my favorite on your team.
Yeah?
Besides you, Foss.
Oh, thank you. I've been working hard. I'm gonna say it's like it doesn't come as easy as it does when you're 23 years old.
Yeah.
You got
a part in the video too?
I have a short but sweet part.
Yeah.
I think.
Hammer time?
No.
No.
Mallet time. I don't know. No, I filmed something the other day. So I've been trying. I've been getting out there and I'm filming. So
yeah.
And I've done stuff that I'm really stoked on, really pleased with. So that'd be good. And then everybody's come through. Dear Man's got an amazing part. Go Miyagi's got an amazing part.
Chad Childress?
He hasn't got a full part.
Right.
We're still working out what to do with Chet's stuff at the moment. So
yeah.
He's there. He's been sending stuff. So it's just, yeah.
Online release?
See, the thing with Chet is he has 15 video parts that he's filmed. So he wants to do something a little bit different. You know, and it's not necessarily, he doesn't necessarily want a video part. He wants to do some sort of like a road trip video or something like that. So we've been talking to him about that. Online release, it's going to be for sale on iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do people do that now?
You go to a company and they sort of sort it all out for you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to be available at shops too.
Yep. It'll be available at shops. And we're making a limited run of VHSs.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to do like some VHS copies. There's going to be like 100 and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the VHS one will be slightly different from the one that goes out, I think.
Premiering in Los Angeles?
Premiering in Los Angeles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we've got like England premieres that we'd need to work out, and then we're trying to work out a Japanese one at the moment because we've got a big following over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That'd be cool to go to Japan for me.
I know. We're talking about the sort of trying to work that out at the moment. Chopper's got some really good ideas.
Okay.
For it. He wants it to be like outside on like this huge screen and stuff, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be good. It'll be exciting.
Does the team go out to Japan when you do this kind of thing, or just certain members?
Oh, are you kidding me? No, this is like grassroots, Bob.
Yeah,
it's like
I know.
Me running this out of my car, of the trunk of my car, really, so.
Doesn't it get a bit nicer when you move to Baker, though? Like,
no.
No?
To be honest with you, no. It's still as grimy as it ever was.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I think that's the way we're always going to be. It's called heroin, you know what I mean? It's
right.
Like, we're not in Tilly's and we're not in, like, Active and, like, all the other big places. It's like, we're not in the mom and pop shops. We're in, like, the cool stores.
Right.
Like, the stores who,
the
like,
core shops.
Who get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that word, but and as do you. But,
right, right.
But just like the skate shops who are run by skateboarders for skateboarders,
yeah,
they get it. And that's who it's for. And that's who it's always been for.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to sell out and, you know, sell, you know, a million shuffleboards or whatever. But
do you think you have some like guys who have been riding for you for years now that are like, yeah, Foss is probably pocketing all his money. They're a Baker distribution now, and everything's still the same. This is bullshit.
No, everyone knows we're still broke. It's just, we had to expand, and we got Shimizu on, and we got Childress, and, you know, we started helping out of a lot of American dudes. So that's where all the budget's gone, really, you know, just to try and dedicate, like, some commitment to them as riders. And, you know, it's like just getting by, but hopefully the video will change things, and I'll be doing radio shows from a yacht in the harbour. I doubt it, you know.
But well, maybe up in the hills somewhere.
Maybe up in the hills, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. it's just fun, isn't it? You just got to take each day at a time and like try and make ends meet, try and help people out, and just do what you do and do what you want to do.
And you're the team manager too?
I am the team manager, yes.
So you got a bunch of shit going on.
I'm the team manager. I film for the thing. I
do
all
graphics.
The artwork. I do like everything. Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
It's your baby.
It is my baby. That's how I see it. Honestly, it's like, you know, I was given an opportunity. I wasn't given it. I took the opportunity. I did it for myself. And
you earned it.
Yeah.
Foss, don't shortchange yourself. You modest motherfucker.
Well, I don't know. I'm just happy to be where I am, you know?
Yeah.
I've got an idea for a song I want to play.
Okay.
I don't think it's one that anybody's really ever heard.
Can we play a Hash Pipe by Weezer?
No. How about Violent Days by the Screaming Sneakers?
Let's do it.
All right. Perfect weather for a homicide. Feelings of love are never
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know where I heard that. I just like heard it in the wild somewhere one day. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Did you Shazam it?
I think I might have. I think I might have Shazammed it. How Shazam? That's like black magic, right? How does that work?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You're like in a bar and a song comes on. You hold your phone up and press a button and it tells you what song it is.
How convenient.
It's just, if you'd have told me that 20 years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, right, you can do that. You
that's
know?
Like Back to the Future shit.
It is. It's like we live in these amazing times.
Yes.
And people just take it all for granted. It's weird.
Yeah. Right. There we go. I don't take it for granted. I just don't take advantage of it, Foss.
I understand.
I wish I would Shazam more music.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that. It's so weird. Now that you have that opportunity, I still don't really use it.
Oh, if I hear a song, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And get to it, you know? Yeah.
I wish you could, like, Shazam the quality, like, the character in a girl.
Huh?
Like, Shazam could, like...
If a girl's talking and then you hold your phone up and
this girl's complete shit.
Yeah, that would be good.
We still haven't updated our technology on figuring that out, huh?
I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's on its way. What have you been up to, Bob? Never mind me.
Oh, I've been planning like another skate talk show.
Really?
Shortly, yeah.
But okay. Who's on this one?
Well,
is it too early to say, or is it still?
No, I've been working on, the live shows were like, we've been doing it. We were doing it for a few years, and it just got kind of boring. So I started to think about different segments we could do.
Yeah.
I don't know, just like change the format up every once in a while, which we'll still do live shows, but it's fun to do other stuff at the same time. So we, in the past we did that Foundation reunion show, the That's Life. So I got a, Fulfill the Dream reunion show in the works.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
The Sorties, dude. So that should be fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's in. Awesome. Everyone's down. I haven't talked to that Jesse Sylvie guy yet, but...
Oh, my friend is friends with him.
Oh, really?
Vic's friends with him,
I just need to call him. I have his number.
Of course
to call
he's
him.
Going
to
be down. He'll be down.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
It's Tone Nguyen in there.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Tone Nguyen, isn't it?
Tone Nguyen.
Yeah.
Nguyen. Nguyen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Olsen's not into it.
He's not into it?
No.
Can you get the other Steve Olsen instead?
That'd be cool.
That was going to be...
That's awesome. We should do that.
Right? A stunt double standing there. He'll be like, well, I wasn't in this video. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're still a pro Steve Olsen.
Yeah. You know, subbing in.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
I think he'd be down, too.
Steve Olsen's rad.
Yeah, he's a great
guy.
I
had a hamburger with him the other week, and he's rad.
He's a lot cooler than the shorty Steve Olsen, that's for sure.
He was going to come on the show, actually.
I'm surprised you have never had him on.
Yeah, no, I got to talking to him, and he was like, where are you from? I was like, Manchester. And he just rattled off all these really good bands that he knows from Manchester. And I was like, how have you even heard of half of them? And he's like, he's really tuned on to music. So we're gonna like rap out and get him on the show one time.
He's very keen.
Yeah.
To the music scene.
Yeah, he is keen. He's keen. It's good. It's just very Manchester slang, Bob.
Uh-huh. I was trying to help you out there.
It's keen. I get
it. Wouldn't it be Manchester, you'd say, like, I meant to have him on. How would you say that?
What?
I meant to have him on already, or I was to have him on.
I meant to have him on already.
Yeah, is that...
Yeah, English? That works.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or I was to have him on.
To have him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, cool.
Manchester's good. Have you ever been?
I've never been to Europe.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, don't... Europe, whatever. Just go to Manchester.
Okay.
You'd love it. I think you'd really like it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. There was somebody... I was talking to Lizard about it, and he said, you know how you go to a bar, and it's usually like all the girls are dancing, all the guys are sat down?
Right.
He said he went to Manchester, and all the guys were just jumping up and down and dancing and going crazy when like a Joy Division song would come on.
Yeah.
And all the girls are sitting around watching.
I love that.
I thought you'd like it. Yeah. Yeah, you see, I think
I like that kind of
like
behavior.
That. Yeah. This is why I think
you'd
fit right in.
It's better when everyone's dancing, but yeah.
I think you'd fit right in over there.
Oh, yeah. I would love to check it out. I've always wanted to go to maybe like to Japan before
Japan's
Europe.
Great as well.
I don't know.
I've been there 15 times.
15?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. I've been to Manchester literally thousands.
Really? Oh, man, you got me on that one.
Well, I grew up there.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an amazing package today, this week as well, from Black Sheep Shop in Manchester.
They sent me
like three new T-shirts, and they sent me like Lancashire tea, and they sent me a load of like British candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really, really
rad. Care package?
Yeah, care package.
You know, that's cool. People are thinking of you.
Yeah, to make sure I'm not like drinking too much coffee and turning American or something. You know, we've got my roots. Do you want to hear another song, Bob?
Yeah.
We've got 15 minutes left before Randy from No Age comes on.
Okay, what should we play?
Demands that we leave. Do you like Screaming Jay Hawkins?
Never heard of him.
Oof. All right.
But I trust your judgment. More than I trust mine.
Okay. I'm going to play Screaming Jay Hawkins covering a Tom Waits song called Whistling Past the Graveyard.
All right.
Coming in on a night train with an arm full of boxcars on the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. Busted up a chaperone way out by the Kokomo. Cooked up a mess of mulligan and got into a fight. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, pop a one-eyed jack. You've probably seen me sleeping out by the railroad tracks. Ask the Prince of Darkness about the smoke from the stack. Sometimes I kill a jackal and suck out all the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving it to the mud. A whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. I know you've seen my headlight and the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhound, chase the devil out the corn. Last night I cracked the Mississippi, and now it's dry as a bone. I was born in a taxi cab, I ain't never going home. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. My eyes have seen the glory of the draining of the ditch. I'm coming to Baton Rouge to find myself a witch. I'm gonna switch me a couple of them every time it rains. You gotta see a locomotive, probably think it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. Just think it's sunshine, it's just a twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack. I come in on the night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear off a rainbow and wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so how in the hell could I tell a lie? Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on the crack. I'm a mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack.
Back, Bobby. Did you like that song?
I liked it a lot.
So good, right? Screaming Jay.
Screaming Jay.
Personal favorite of mine.
Nice.
Close personal friend of mine. Screaming Jay Hawkins.
This hour's gone pretty fast.
It's gone so fast. I'm glad you popped by.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. Anytime. You know you've got an open invitation anytime you want to come.
Hey, yes. I like this guy.
Tell me about next Skate Talk show. Have you got one like lined up? Do you know when it's going to be? Or
probably in 2 weeks we'll do a live one.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been kind of just lagging on it.
Sure.
Chilling on it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I set it up to where it would run itself, you know?
Right.
Turns out I can't turn my back for a second.
Of course you can't. It's like having a child. It's like having a bloody child, isn't it, Bob?
Well, no, my good friend Tom Carter.
He's rad.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He made the website.
Right.
SkateTalkLive.com, and we have some new stuff, and we have our archive stuffed material.
Yep.
Adam Crew helped make the site, and Mike Rissick.
Oh, right, okay,
They just did a great job, but Tom's helped out with it so much that it's cool. I wanted to quit doing it.
Right.
But Tom was like, let's just buy a website and have it as our own.
Yeah.
And just do our own thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's kind of like motivated me a little bit to keep doing it.
Did you make any money from the barracks?
From the barracks?
Yeah.
Yeah, millions.
That's why you wanted to retire, isn't it?
Yeah, once you make money, what's the motivation after that, you know? So, yeah, I got so much money in a suitcase in the closet of my place. You know? But to answer your question, no.
No.
Nobody makes money at the barracks.
No.
Nobody, no. What do you expect to, though? You know?
You would, wouldn't you? But
I didn't expect to.
You didn't expect to?
No.
Okay, okay.
No, no. Not at all.
Hey, what's happening?
Randy Randall.
What is going on? This is like a fucking...
It's crazy, isn't it?
Shit show going on here.
Yeah, there's like people getting tattooed out there. And like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy from No Age just walked in.
Randy from No Age.
How you doing?
What's up, Bob from Skate Talk? Mark Foster from Heroin Skateboards. How you doing? What's your handle? You guys chatting it up on the chat rooms going in?
No, we haven't looked at the chat room yet.
No.
Do you do that?
I try. I've been trying to get more robust in my chatting.
Does your show have a following?
There's like four people.
They're the same people in the chat.
They're very passionate.
Week?
Yeah, but those are my bros. I can't talk shit. They're very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate their time. You know, I put the time in. They put, you know, give the time back. It's good.
They like.
What do you guys got going on?
We were just in the middle of
just wrapping
talking
up.
About the first time we had sex. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Whoa, was it successful?
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Randy's here. We've got 7 minutes left before we have to leave the building. What do you want to hear?
I'm gonna get a tattoo.
Oh yeah, go and get a tattoo next door. What do you want to hear, Bob?
I don't know.
We've only played four songs in the entire time we've been here.
Five. Play like a fucking Morrissey song. I don't
play
know.
Morrissey song.
Do you guys have people text you while you're doing the show, like give me a shout out?
Sometimes, yeah.
I had
Sometimes.
A guy text me to give him a shout out in San Diego.
Who is he?
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can give him a shout out.
Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to Travis, aka He-Man, down in San Diego, California.
He-Man!
Thanks for listening, dude. He listens every week to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I have no idea what my demographic is. I forgot to even put it up on Facebook today, that I'm having a show. I'm like really, really bad at this thing. But
do you have any idea how many people listen to you?
Absolutely
at all?
Not.
Do you ever have people come up to you and be like, hey, I listened to your show the other night?
Yeah, it's weird. And I'll be in a bar and someone will be like, oh yeah, I heard you on the radio. I'm like, oh yeah. I kind of forget that I do a radio show.
Because you feel like
sometimes.
You're just hanging out.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
And
people come in, I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. It's like me and you hanging out in a room playing records.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, but it's, you know, and they get nervous. And then after 3 minutes, they're not nervous anymore. And we're just like chatting and like playing records.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, it's an hour up. I want to stay on.
Yeah, they want to keep going.
Yeah, they want to keep going.
See, I've had skate talks like that. We're like, man, I don't know, man. I don't, maybe.
And then
you get there and the hour's up and they're just like, what? We're going to stop now? We're going to quit talking about how awesome I am?
Do you like the Stone Roses, Bob?
I do, and I know you do too, buddy.
I love the Stone Roses. Yeah, I lost my mind one time when I heard they were playing at Coachella.
Yeah, you did. I remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know me. I just know the norms. I know I want to be adored. And I don't know too deep. Deep cuts.
Have you heard that tattoo version of How Soon Is Now?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of it?
Yeah.
Should we play that?
Fuck yeah.
Let's play that.
Yeah, I like Morrissey's cover of this song.
Go. I think that about wraps it up. I was going to play Gorilla Biscuit song, but... Yeah, you want to hear a Gorilla Biscuit song? Okay, go on, man. Boom. You got any preferences? I didn't even know what I was going to play.
Well, the Gorilla Biscuit song?
Yeah, I mean, they're all about 1.5 minutes long, so...
What's that one with the horns at the beginning?
Yeah, I believe that...
I forget what that
one's... New Direction?
Yeah, it is New Direction.
All right, let's do that.
That's a good one.
Don't want any more. driven by us. Digging in, looking back. Oh, shit, those spoiled memories on the way. That's why.
And that's it. Grilled biscuits, we're done. Hey, thank you so much for listening. This has been Foss FM. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. You're the best, Foss.
Oh, you rule, Bob.
Coming up next.
Coming up next, we've got Randy from No Age.
Coming at you, Randy from No Age.
With Protect Me. With Protect Me as their guest.
With Protect Me.
Yeah, that should be a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna switch over. I'm gonna let you do this. So.
Do you know how to switch over?
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you on the other side.